This is Two Pizza Marketing, the podcast for small team marketers and anyone navigating the marvelous mess of marketing at an early stage company. The Two Pizza Rule says the most agile and effective teams are small enough to share just two pizzas. So on this show, you'll hear from seasoned operators on small teams who share candid stories, actionable insights, and proven solutions. Your hosts are Ashley McGovern and Melissa Moody, marketers with a combined 30 plus years of experience. Welcome to season four of Two Pizza Marketing. Let's dig in. Welcome back to the show, listeners. This is your host, Ashley, and I have Melissa here today, and we're excited because we're on season four of the show.
Woohoo!
So exciting. This is crazy. We've now almost been doing this for 2 years, and we still haven't met in person.
You mentioned that the other day, and my jaw dropped. You were absolutely correct. How have we not met in person? We're going to have to make it happen sometime before season four ends. Can we make that promise?
Yes, I'm good with that. We will go to a conference. So the next one, or we'll do a little pizza party, which speaking of which, I have to tell you, I already planned a meetup here in Chicago with some other fellow podcast hosts that I've met here, and we're going to meet for pizza and wine. And I totally forgot to tell you that.
That is the way to celebrate season four. Yes, with pizza parties, folks. Let's get more of those.
Okay, so let's dig into what our listeners can expect for this season. But before we even do that, Melissa, will you tell some of the listeners that maybe are new to the show what they can expect?
Absolutely. Let's start with the title. I think it's important to explain. Some people have heard of the Two Pizza Rule, but some have not. There was a concept shared by a gentleman who founded Amazon, who will go unnamed on this podcast, that the smallest, most agile and kind of quickest, most creative teams are ones who never have more than would require two pizzas for a meeting, right? So if you get a team that's like more than, say, 6, 7, 8 people, depends how much pizza you eat, it starts becoming unwieldy, bureaucracy, like there's a lot of meetings about the meetings, right? We, on our podcast, are completely focused on marketers that are on teams with less than, let's say, 8 people. Even 8 people is a big team. A lot of our marketers who listen to the show and who we create content for are even on, you know, 1, 2, 3 person teams. Some of them, hot take, are even 0 person marketer teams, which I like to say because you often have a CEO or a founder who is doing marketing. So if that's you, if you're on a small team or you know someone who's on a small team, this show is the show for you. It's not about being necessarily a startup. It's not about really the structure that you have. It's about working with a really small team that has to be scrappy and has to enjoy the chaos and has to do some really, really cool things. So yeah, the other thing I will say about Two Pizza Marketing is we often refer to the marvelous mess because that's what it is. A lot of us choose this lifestyle. We really enjoy working in the mess because we also get the reward of doing great things and having the ownership and autonomy to really test and live the great pieces of marketing, which is to see a great campaign out in the world working and growing a company. So yeah, that's what the show is about. We built this because we are two pizza marketers and we met more and more people like this. And we realized that this is a great way to open up what might be a two-person conversation to a much bigger audience. So hey, why don't we actually tell them a bit about our backgrounds. Ashley, do you want to go first and tell them how and why you are a two pizza marketer?
Yes, I will. And before I do that, though, I want to add that the other reason we started the podcast is because we wanted to give a voice not only to leaders that have been in the industry for 10 plus years, but we also wanted to hear from marketing practitioners. So we're hearing from specialists to manager to heads of to VPs to CEOs. So that those are some of the guests that you'll get to hear from on this season and in the past season, which we'll get to a little bit later because we've already started to secure some great guests on the show. Now, to tell you a little bit about myself, so my name is Ashley McGovern. I am the head of content marketing over at Real Inc., which is a property technology company. We're a one-point solution, so we're specific to the multifamily industry. And as far as my experience in B2B tech, I've been in the industry now a little over 3 years, but prior to that, for 3, 4-ish years, I worked in corporate communications. I transitioned out of the corporate world and moved into the startup world and absolutely love it and don't see myself ever leaving. So that is what I'm focused on. Content marketing is my bread and butter. I'm a very much a creative person. I love storytelling and I just enjoy meeting other marketers. And that's another reason why I started this podcast, so I could learn and grow from other marketing leaders and my peers. Now, enough about me. Melissa, tell me about you.
Well, we have that similarity of starting in the corporate world, the bigger companies, and finding our way to this small, scrappy world. So I, too, was at a large company, a small little search engine called Google that you might have heard of, was there for many, many years, and actually left and hopped right into founding and being a CMO at a startup, like a ground stage seed series startup. And so I also really was drawn to these conversations with other people in that same role. So marketing leaders who had to run everything marketing, and often were also doing the IC work themselves. There's so much blending between marketing leadership and marketing execution at smaller stage companies. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we initially started with a really laid back group of small team marketers who wanted to talk to each other over Slack. And it very quickly evolved into this podcast because Ashley and I have these conversations with other marketers all the time. And we figured, why not push record and let you all hear the good stuff? So in season four, we're going to keep hearing from people who are not only, you know, CMOs running small teams, but we're also going to hear from, you know, video creators, content marketers, demand gen leaders, mm-hmm. branding experts. Even in small teams, there's often people who have that expert in brand and social. We're going to get a little bit of everything, but we also know that marketers at that level do everything. Mm-hmm. Ashley, you want to give a little sneak peek into a couple of the names that we know they'll be hearing from this season?
Yes. Okay. So we have Devin Bramhall on the EdCal. She's the former CEO of Animals, and she's just absolutely fantastic. She's truthful. She's blunt. She's tactful. She's all the things. And she actually has a podcast called Don't Say Content. And so I'm excited for everyone to hear that conversation. We just recorded it yesterday. We also have JK Sparks on the EdCal, and he is with Audience Plus, which didn't they just sponsor an event in New York, Golden Hour? Is that right?
Yes, they just hosted an incredibly creative new type of event, Golden Hour. Exactly.
I heard really good things about that.
Yeah, that's a company that's all about our style. Like, it's really about great content, as you love, and it's about leading with the human first. Really cool company. Can't wait to hear from him.
Yeah.
Another great one I've got booked is Raina from Comsor. You may have seen her incredible video thought leadership on LinkedIn recently, but she's going to talk to all of us about the way that video plays a role in creating compelling content, but also driving success at these small businesses. Mm-hmm. Let's give them one more. Who else you got on the list? And there's so many good ones, you guys.
There
you can't wait.
Are a ton of good ones. The other one that I'm super excited about is Eddie Schleiner. So he is the founder of Very Good Copy. Many people know him. He is an expert in copywriting, messaging, and positioning. And I actually asked him if we could workshop a landing page on the podcast episode. And I wanted to do Nuttree, your company. So that'll be a really, really practical episode where you will leave with actionable insights that you can take and go execute on the next day and make some tweaks to your copy on your website. So that episode I'm extremely excited about. But yeah, lots of great guests.
And that's the vibe, right? Like, if you don't leave an episode of Two Pizza Marketing with something that you're going to go try, mm-hmm. we have failed in our mission. So you guys, join us. It's going to be a really great season four. Make sure you're sharing it with your other small marketer friends. We are definitely still a growing podcast. So sharing it with friends, leaving reviews, that's all going to be huge to helping us, bring more people into the safe and happy zone that is, oh my God, other people are doing this crazy job like I am. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what we're here for.
Can't wait. All right. Well, season four, let's get to it.
Yeah, let's dig in.
Do you want to amplify your podcast or LinkedIn posts? With Nuttree, now you can. Harness the power of your biggest supporters to boost your brand awareness. Invite your team members and friends and easily send requests to promote your content. Install the Google Chrome extension and easily share content in one place. Plans start at just $5 a month, but use code LIFTOFF to get a free month now. Check it out at getnuttree.com. Did I mention this is built by your very own host, Melissa Moody? Learn more about it at Nuttree.